FM, home of the Oregon Ducks, 96.1 KZO.
Wait for the snap. Got it. Going to keep. Turn it up. Big hole and take off, baby. If you got the speed, you'll score.
It's time now for Jivin' with Jerry.
Go, go!
It's time for another season of Jivin' with Jerry. It's the very latest on Oregon Duck football with the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. Jivin' with Jerry is brought to you by Guarantee, the RV Supercenter in Junction City.
Jerry, next up tomorrow night against California, but a quick look back at the tough loss on Saturday. And I got to tell you, as a big Duck fan, man, I hate losing the loss. I can only imagine what the team felt.
Yeah, they were pretty disappointed, and Mark, the reason they're really disappointed, not just the fact that they lost the ball game, it's how they lost it. I mean, very honestly, they just couldn't get out of their own way. 16, 17 penalties, just mistakes, dropped passes that could have been scores. It just was not a very sharply played ball game, and even at that, with about 5 minutes left in the ball game, they still got a chance to win it. So you make all those mistakes and then still have a chance to win it, you realize if you'd have cleaned it up a little bit, you could have had a win instead of a loss.
Another game for the Ducks. Next up, California tomorrow night at 7:30. How do you see this matchup?
It's going to be a good matchup.
We going to be 4-1?
I'm sorry.
Could you elaborate, please?
I was planning on giving you just a one-word answer, but I... Okay, ask me again.
So, next up for the Ducks, tomorrow night against the California Bears. And, of course, there's the connection with Justin and all of that. But how do you see the big matchup on the field?
Well, it's two somewhat evenly matched teams. I mean, they both are playing pretty good football right now. Not great football, but when you look at what Cal did against USC, Cal actually outgained USC 416 yards to 356. And Cal's defense is playing tough, but that's Justin Wilcox. He's a defensive guy, and he's rallied the troops. Steve Greatwood is running the offensive line. Jerry Anzanero is on the defensive side. He, of course, was at Oregon for a while. So this is a very disciplined, all of a sudden, Cal team that is hungry, and they want to come in and play well for their coaches who were either players. In fact, two of them were players in Greatwood and Wilcox at Oregon. A quarterback that can throw the ball. He's pretty good. He is Kanavai Noah is his leading receiver. 6 catches coming in, 110 yards last week against USC. But Ross Bowers, 303 yards against the Trojans. He did get sacked 3 times. Touchdown, had 4 picks in the fourth quarter. Cal had a chance to be in that ball game the final few minutes of the game, just had a couple of quick turnovers. So I'm a little concerned about Cal. I think they're a much improved team over last year. And Oregon, if they don't clean up their mistakes, could be an equalizer.
The first Pac-12 game at home against Cal tomorrow night. Going to be a great matchup. Looking forward to a great game. We've talked about the penalties a little bit. How does a coach go about cleaning that up?
Well, you just keep doing what you're doing in practice, and some would say, well, it's not working. Well, you know, I've been in those practices, and when they create a mistake or have a penalty in practice, quite often coaches will stop right there and get a hold of the player who, you know, made the mistake or had the penalty and said, hey, you know, you are beating your team when you make a mistake like that. When you get a penalty, that's being selfish, you know. So you got to think, you got to focus on that. So they work on that extremely hard in practice. They really do. And I think a lot of penalties are just a function of effort. Some guys, you know, are trying so hard. They cross that gray area between effort and going too hard, going too far. So you look at, you know, 14 to 16 penalties in a ball game, there's probably a percentage of those that might not have been called or we didn't see the other way. But, you know, it's just focus. But for anybody to think that they are not coaching to not make penalties in games, you're crazy. Because they just, Willie Taggart in practice hates it when one of his team has a penalty in practice, and then in the game, it just drives them crazy. So they're working on it.
Tomorrow night, the Ducks host the California Bears, a 7:30 kickoff at Autzen Stadium. Just a couple of quick things. I know the teams don't really follow the polls and stuff, but boy, I look, and I love it when we're in the top 25. Did the loss drop us back out?
Yeah, you know, but that's, you know, naturally, they had just popped up into that. They were a favorite going down to Arizona State, and so... But, you know, the polls are, until the end of the season, really for the fans in the media. They get a chance to really look at those, use them, be excited about them. I'll be honest with you. Even myself, I don't get that excited about the polls till you get down toward the end of the season. And the players don't either. They're aware of it. Yeah, they see it. But there are bigger things on their plate. They just know that if they go out and execute and win ball games, the rest of it takes care of itself. They're coached to understand that. And it's for them, it's part about life. You know, you can't look at the polls and hope and wish that you're going to be higher up. You got to go out the field and prove it. So the polls are something they look at toward the end of the season. And if they've taken care of business, they're going to be where they need to be.
One final thing, I couldn't help but be curious, possibly your take on the NFL, the anthem, kneeling. Do you weigh in on that at all?
You know, I really don't. I mean, I'm very aware of it. I feel bad that I think the national media has taken it and made it into the wrong thing. I don't think the players, I really felt like the players weren't challenging the national anthem. They're Americans. They love this country. They were using the anthem as a way to protest something else going on in the country. And I think a lot of people in the media have taken it to say that they're protesting against the country or against the flag. And when you talk to some of those guys, that was not their intent. That's not their intent. They're just using that as a vehicle to get across what they think are some inequities. And I understand that. I'm not going to say I agree or disagree with it. That's not for me to do. That's a personal thing. But I wish our media, national media, would back off a little bit and allow the players and whoever is trying to make a protest about something to get their point across and not put words in their mouth.
Well said, and certainly echoes what I heard Pete Carroll saying. And it really, the bottom line was they're not doing it to disrespect the country or vets or police or that kind of a thing or the flag, but just drawing awareness to causes and that kind of thing. But I appreciate your comments, and I look forward to a great call. And go Ducks!
Go Ducks!